AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. 3 hours from now, President Obama addresses the UN, and later he'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is also in New York to address the United Nations. Our Mark Smith is traveling with the president.
Putin's gotten the cold shoulder since the aftermath of Russia's seizure of Crimea. But under pressure from European allies, the president sitting down with Putin here to talk about both Ukraine and the Russian military buildup in Syria. U.S. officials welcome Russia's help against the Islamic State group, but fear the Kremlin's main goal is propping up Bashar Assad.
A first from Pope Francis. On the airplane trip home to the Vatican from the U.S., Francis told reporters for the very first time that bishops who cover up for priests who are sex abusers are also guilty of wrongdoing. Francis met with abuse victims yesterday in Philadelphia, apologizing to them and promising to hold bishops accountable. Becky Iani with an advocacy group called SNAP says,
he talked about being open and how we want to be open. He needs to turn over all the documents to secular authorities because those are the people who should investigate it. The church can investigate itself.
The former New York prison worker who claims she was in way over her head when she helped two killers escape faces a sentence of up to 7 years for her role in the breakout. Joyce Mitchell reached a plea deal with prosecutors this summer. She pleaded guilty to charges related to providing hacksaw blades and other tools to Richard Matt and David Sweat, who broke out of the maximum security Clinton Correctional Prison on June 6th. Federal investigators say that Seattle duck boat that swerved into a charter bus last week, killing five people, did not have an axle repair that was recommended for some duck boats in 2013. This is AP Radio News. Asians will surge past Hispanics to become the largest group of immigrants heading to the U.S., according to a new study. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The tipping point expected to come in 2055, when Asians will become the largest immigrant group at 36%, compared with Hispanics at 34%. White immigrants to America, 80% back in 1965, will hover somewhere between 18 and 20%, with black immigrants in the 8 to 9% range.
AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reporting from Washington. Retiring House Speaker John Boehner was on Face the Nation over the weekend, saying the government will not shut down when the money runs out at midnight on Wednesday.
Is there going to be a shutdown?
No.
Boehner says a spending bill to keep the government open and running will pass. This was Boehner's first interview since announcing on Friday that he's resigning from Congress at the end of October. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.